Good evening, everyone. It's the little bit after the top of the hour. This is Donna Fox, and you're listening to Akashic Wisdom. And the whole purpose of our show this night and any other night is to showcase what people can do with the Akashic Records and the energy of the Akasha. Tonight we're going to be actually answering questions, not only from you listeners, if you'd like to call in, as well as we're going to be answering questions that were emailed to me. Tonight we don't have a guest. Actually, you're the guest. You, the listener, are the guest on the show tonight, so feel free to call in. Now, here's the challenge. I have a wonderful opportunity here tonight. I'm actually calling you from a rest stop in Ohio from my car, so I can't repeat those telephone numbers for you to call in. So I'm going to hope that you're listening on the Internet to get the numbers to call in. If you are listening in some other way and would like those telephone numbers, please go to www.bbsradio.com and look for Akashic Wisdom, and those telephone numbers will be right there for you, because there are 800 numbers for the United States, for Canada, and there's a direct line internationally. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about tonight. As I mentioned, we've got some questions here, as I had actually shared with you last week when we had Catherine Taylor on. And I'd like to also talk to you about Akashic Records Consultants International. They are one of the sponsors for this program. And for those folks who are curious about learning more about the Akashic Records, to get more definition about the Akashic Records, if you're looking for a teacher in your area, we have teachers all over the world. And you can find all that information out if you go to the Akashic Records Consultants International website. And that website is ARC-akashicrecords.org. Let me give you that again. It's www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And we're going to mention that again later on in the show. Okay, so let's talk. The first question that came forward on the email, and it's a very poignant question. The question was from a listener of, how do I forgive the unforgivable? What do the Akashic Records say on forgiveness? And I actually have a CD that is dedicated to forgiveness from the Akashic Records. But for this particular listener, it's a little different. What's important for you and that you as a collective you, for who's ever listening, is forgiveness has to do with not allowing the aspect of the pain to stop you from moving forward on your path. What's important to see in this particular situation is that your lifetime has been spent serving others. And the issue here is for those who have not appreciated you, for those people who have not acknowledged you, and for those people in your life who have actually physically and mentally abused you. And so you're carrying all of these bags of rocks on your back and reliving over and over again these traumas. And what we'd like to tell you is that you no longer need these bags of rocks on your back. It's time to let them go. And would like you to consider that the information or the situation that happened was cruel in and of itself. However, your carrying it on and reliving it is even more cruel. For it's not necessarily the other person you're looking to forgive, but it's yourself. I want to just comment. The reason I may talk slower is because I have my records open and I have the records of the group listening open. It's a collective opening. And so this particular information is going out not only to the person who asked the question, but also to those listening. And you can feel free to ask questions about this if that's what you'd like to do. So to get back to this, is the idea here is working through the forgiveness aspect has to do with going deep into working with yourself to forgive yourself for being helpless. And it's important to understand that forgiving the other person is not about letting them off the hook. It's about looking at the situation and moving deeply into that which serves you and what you can gain from insight into how this or various situations have led you to where you are today. The idea of being abused, hurt, or traumatized is a hard thing to understand. It's very hard for humans to wrap their minds around the idea that we actually, our soul's intention or our soul's actually brought these experiences to us, because that actually sometimes makes us very angry, because we say, why? Well, what was I thinking? Why would I bring this to me? Why would I allow this? Why would I want this to happen? And it's not about wanting it to happen. It's about the soul's agenda of experience on the planet. You see, when we come in to this lifetime, we set an agenda of certain aspects of what we would like to experience. And the aspect of forgiveness has many, many levels, has many dimensions to it. So you may come in and have the idea or the intention, if you will, to explore all aspects of forgiveness. So for that way or that reason, you would observe forgiveness. Let's, for example, you would observe the aspect of someone being forgiven. You would possibly be someone who has to be forgiven, or you would have to forgive someone, or all of the above. And so there are various levels and dimensions to the forgiveness. So as you move forward and explore that forgiveness, it's about gaining more insight into your own patterns of how circumstances affect you. One of the things that's very important to understand is that as a person comes forward to not only experience forgiveness, if they are the one that needs to be forgiven, such as a person that was cruel to another, it's very important to understand that any time pain is inflicted, pain is felt on both sides. So the exploration of forgiveness or the experience of trauma is actually an agreement, a soul agreement to experience that with each other. What the records also are saying is that from a higher point of view, we as humans have to look at the aspect that there are no victims and there are no perpetrators. There are only experiences and observations. Everything is choice. And that concept, for me, was a very hard one to really adopt. I actually would watch things and you hear things on the news and you see atrocities happen and you say, wait a minute, you know, I don't get that. I don't understand how that works. How does that work that somebody would choose it? What is that about? And just as a comment, when you learn to work with your own records, you have an actual dialogue with the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha. And information on exactly what the Akashic records are and more information can be seen not only on my website, but also at the website for ARCA International. I'll tell you about that in a moment, but let me just get back to this. So the idea of the exchange of the agreement and the fact that there are no victims and there are no perpetrators, everything is choice, and my anger around that, and exploring that with the Akashic Records, what they explain to me is that there isn't a human on this earth in this level of consciousness that we are in right now on this planet that has not now or in the past experienced some type of trauma or struggle, and that we as humans are suckled on struggle. We come here on this planet to experience the contrast, if you will, of the free will choice and the constriction of the body. And so it, as we evolve, not only spiritually, but emotionally and mentally and emotionally, as we evolve as a species, this information is gathered within our Akashic Records for our information so that we can move forward and have more compassion when we are then guides to other humans who are physical. This is a very involved subject, forgiveness. And the idea of forgiving the unforgivable is something that cannot be necessarily released overnight. There are issues that need to be moved into from a release point of view, and the questions that can be asked around the forgiveness issue are how does this pain or this trauma or this situation, how is this serving me? What is it allowing me to do? What is it preventing me from doing? And what more do I need to know to be able to release it and be done with it? And when we're talking about how does it serve me, it's about how does the aspect of holding on to the pain or the trauma, how does that serve me? How does that affect my life? What is it limiting me from doing? And what does it allow me to do? And in many cases, the idea of reliving a trauma allows a person actually to stay stuck in a certain stay stuck in a way that helps you accomplish what your soul wants to learn, and it can become a blessing when you discover the gifts of the wounding. So in moving forward on your path, it would be helpful for you to go into your own center and allow divine information to come to you about what are the gifts of the wounding. How has this made you stronger? What more do you now know about how to handle your life than you did before? And things like that. So if you have any questions or comments on these on this answer, feel free to either email me at akashicwisdom@aol.com or call in now and let's discuss it. I would love to hear your feedback and have a discussion with you. I'd like to share those websites with you again. For more information on the Akashic Records, please go to www.arc-akashicrecords.org, or you can go to my website at www.akashicwisdom.com. Now we're going to shift gears, and we're going to another question.
Did you want us to give you the 800 numbers?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Sure. Can you give the 800 numbers to everybody?
Absolutely. Well, to our
listeners.
Okay,
is that done? Give the 800 numbers to everyone. That'd be great.
Well, I thought you might. She just told me, Michelle, that she didn't have a chance to go over that. Give you the numbers. Okay, it's 888-738. Or 877, excuse me, I'm giving another, I have 12 lines, okay. It's
okay,
eight
everybody
seven,
listen now.
877-876-5227, and that's for the U.S.
Wait, 877-876-5227. 5227.
Correct. And then toll-free in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Is 888-810.
Okay.
8322.
Great. Because, you know, Don, I'm in my car, so I didn't have it right in front of me. This is great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, now
see, that's why I didn't have them. I'm not at home. I'm in my car in Ohio. I mean, I live in Ohio, but I'm at a rest stop on my way back from Philadelphia. So we would love to have folks call in and comment about these questions or ask other questions.
Absolutely.
So that's
well,
great.
Well,
thanks for these numbers.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. I'm just going to continue on and talk to folks. Is that okay with you? Great. Here we go. Let me just also mention, I want to send a big hello out to my friends in Philadelphia. That's the reason I'm in my car. You see, I just finished teaching a level one Akashic Records workshop in Philadelphia. We actually were in a beautiful home in New Jersey, right there on the border of Philadelphia and New Jersey, and in Malton, New Jersey. And this was a wonderful group of folks that were from the Rosicrucian Order, and we had a wonderful 2 days of learning, where I taught them how to access their own personal Akashic records, and did an introductory lecture on Friday night. And one thing I'd like to share with you all is that I actually go where I'm invited. So if this is something that you feel that you would like to know more about, or if this is something that your group would like to have either an introductory lecture, or if you would like to learn how to access your own records and you're not in an area where I am or one of the teachers from Akashic Records International are, please give me a call and let's talk about what it's going to take to get me to your area, because I'd love to go wherever I'm invited. And my job or my feeling or my purpose in life is to expand the energy of the Akashic Records and to teach people how to use this wonderful energy in every aspect of your life. And so one of the reasons why we want to bring these questions out here is to let you know that if you knew how to open up your own Akashic Records, you could be asking yourselves these questions, and you could actually gain insight. Because using the Akashic Records energy, you can expand your creativity. So if you're an artist, you can, or any type of writer, you can open your own personal Akashic Records and ask to be shown how to create a piece of art that would have healing in it, for example, or a story or a piece of music. Or if you're a writer and want to write books or an article, you can open your Akashic Records and ask the record keepers to help you do that. If you're a teacher and you want to create curriculum, you can open your Akashic Records and also create curriculum from your Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records energy, remember, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And they also hold all information from all dimensional beings, even galactically. So it's not just for this planet. It's all universal information. But what I'm speaking about is learning how to actually work with that energy and work with that knowledge so that you can expand your own being and your own experience on this planet of being human. So when we work with our own issues or our core issues or what's blocking us from being all that we can be, we actually are release that which no longer serves us and gives us a way to anchor more divine light within us. And as we anchor more divine light within us, we're able to really move forward and make that actually give that opportunity to other people. Because when we carry more light, we offer the opportunity for others to carry more light because we're modeling it. And so many people ask, what's my purpose? And that's one question that I would prefer not to answer on the air because it's such a personal question. It's such a big question. It has so many different levels that it's not an answer that can be done quickly. And so that would be a personal consultation question. However, questions around patterns or questions that can be answered that would help the general public, if you will, that's listening, those are the kinds of questions we want to get at because, like for example, the one on forgiveness, and we're going to go into one on prosperity, and we also have a question on procrastination. Those kinds of questions can help not just the individual who asks them, but they also can help other people who are listening. So if you would like to call in and ask your own personal question or global question or a question about how things work in the Akasha, please call in the U.S. 877-876-5227, or if you're in Canada, 888-810-8322. And if you're calling in from outside the countries, those two countries, you can dial direct at 530-876-3222. So let us hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. So as we're waiting for folks to call in, I'm going to move into this next question that was emailed. And the question is, what is blocking me from attracting and maintaining the prosperity of the universe? And everybody wants to know about prosperity. Everybody wants to know about how can I make more money or how can I draw the prosperity to me? We've all heard about The Secret and what a wonderful book, movie, and CD series that is. And so the secret, and I'm going to expand on this a little bit for you. The secret information, in fact, we were talking last week with Catherine Taylor about her inner child issues and the secret and helping the inner child learn the secret so that you don't get sabotaged by your inner child. In fact, we're going to have Catherine Taylor on again because that was a great show and really great guest. But let's get back to this question. So the question is, what is blocking me from attracting and maintaining the abundance and prosperity of the universe? For this particular person, as well as those who are attracted to this question, what's important to understand is that the idea of attracting and maintaining the prosperity of the universe has everything to do with your willingness to receive. It's not your wanting to receive. It's your willingness to receive. It's the aspect of your feeling of worthiness to receive. And one of the barometers that you can take a look at so that you can begin shifting how you actually talk to yourself and treat yourself is the next time you go to the store and someone wants to help you or open the door for you or help you with your groceries or help you in any way, shape, or form, if your typical response is, no, that's okay, I can do it myself, or no, that's okay, I've got it. If you normally don't accept the help, I'd like you just for the next week to shift that and begin to accept the help. Be willing to receive. Be willing to receive help. When someone gives you a compliment, instead of negating the compliment, receive it. So what happens is you're training yourself to be willing to receive. So, for example, if somebody says, gee, that's a great outfit you have on, instead of saying, oh, you know, I just picked this up and it's a secondhand store, or oh, I've had this for years. Don't editorialize the compliment. Just say thank you. Because the willingness to receive is what prosperity is truly about. It's about actually making money your friend. And it's about making the idea of receiving your friend in all aspects. It's not about being weak. It's about being willing to receive the same way you're willing to give. Because when you're willing to receive the same way you're willing to give, you create balance in your life. Also, with prosperity and abundance, if you're walking around feeling put upon, or you feel like, well, I'm doing all my work and I deserve to have this prosperity, why isn't it coming to me? I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm feeling good. I'm trying to manifest. I'm trying to be positive and all this. I want you to just hear yourself. And what you have to hear is the anger that you're feeling. And so when you hear that, I want you to lovingly imagine yourself being embraced and comforted. Because the anger is a really important sign that there's something that's not being acknowledged. And that's what you want to look at. Because it's very hard to get from a place of feeling bad to feeling good. It's literally impossible. And so when you're trying to manifest prosperity or anything in your life, instead of telling yourself you're going to have it, you want to have it, and trying to visualize it, and then feeling anxious because you think you're not doing it right, I'd like you just to use the technique of going to some place that just feels good. So, for example, if you're trying to enact the law of attraction to manifest prosperity, and you can't get to a place of feeling good about the issue of prosperity because you feel so dragged down because you're broke, I'd like you, instead of trying to manifest that feeling, I'd like you just to imagine feeling good about something else. So, for example, for me, when I want to really feel good, I imagine holding my children for the very first time. I imagine holding that baby in my arms and feeling that love. Or I remember, it's when my grandchildren run to me, or I'm able to hold my granddaughter, or play with my grandson, the joy that I feel about that. Or there's a place that my husband and I went on our honeymoon in Maui, and it was a beautiful place, the waterfall. So I go there. And what happens is it takes my focus off the issue that is charged for me and helps me get to a place that feels good. And from that place of feeling good, I can then step off and trust that all things will be brought to me. So what happens is I shift my focus, and then I go from feeling bad to a place of feeling good where I feel stronger, and then moving into the manifestation mode and aligning myself with that which I want to create. So I'd like you to try that and really look at the aspect of what your relationship is to receiving. How do you feel about receiving? What does receiving say to you? What did you learn about receiving when you were a kid? What did you learn about rich people when you were a child? What beliefs are you holding about money that may be blocking your own prosperity? So it's really about examining all of those things and then moving into your choice of experience from a place of feeling good. And so now I'd like to also open the lines and say, please give a call. Let's hear from you. The telephone numbers here in the U.S. are 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And if you're calling in, you can call directly with our international number. And that number is 530-876-3222. Also, if you'd like to email me your questions for next week, we'll do an Ask the Akasha part of the questions next week. My email is akashicwisdom@aol.com. Also, if you want to know more about the Akashic Records, you can look up at ARC International. It's www.arc-akashicrecords.org. Now, what I'd like to tell you about next week. Next week, I'm going to be in San Diego, so the show is going to come to you from San Diego, but still there right on your internet, no problem. And I'm going to have some guests on next week we're just going to finish up a workshop. I'm doing a workshop in Carlsbad, California, which is right outside of San Diego, on the 17th and 18th. So I'm going to be doing a level one workshop. And if you're out in that area and you'd like to know more about that, please give me a call. In fact, my direct telephone number, if you'd like to call me when I'm off the air, is 216-691-1233. So please give a call if you have any questions, if you'd like to know more about the workshop. Also, I'm going to be doing an introductory lecture in Carlsbad, California, on Wednesday, March 14th. So if you'd like to just come out and take a look and sit in the energy of the Akasha for an evening, it's going to be from 7 till 9. Again, you can register by giving my phone number, my office, a call at 216-691-1233. And just do this call and register, and we'll give you the address of where it's going to be in Carlsbad. It's a private home, so we're only giving out the information to folks who register. But I'm going to be talking about the Akashic Records for 2 hours, and I'm going to be giving the history of the Akashic Records. I'm going to be talking about what they are and how to work with them. I'm going to then open up the records of the group and bring forth a message for the group. So I'm actually going to demonstrate how to access the records consciously. And then I'm going to, like I said, bring forth a message for the group and then take individual questions. So this is for 2 hours, and it should be quite entertaining. It's very reasonable. It's a $10 donation for the evening. And then the workshop is from 1 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday. Both days are required. And so give a call, and we'd be happy to talk to you about what the tuition is on that. And while I'm in San Diego or in that area, I'm going to also be doing individual face-to-face consultations. So if that's of interest to you, please give me a call on that. And remember that I also do telephone consultations for folks for the Akashic Records, where I actually open up your Akashic Records, and you can ask whatever questions you want. So that's what's going on next week. And next week we're going to be talking to some folks that have actually experienced the workshop, and you can hear all about that and ask your questions. Now we're going to move on, though, to the next question, the third question. And the question is, please give me insight into my pattern of procrastination. So again, there may be some folks out there that have an issue with procrastination. And so I'm going to just tune in and see what the record keepers have to say about this pattern of procrastination and what we need to know about that. Just give me a moment on this. Okay. So now procrastination for this particular person and for some listeners out there is actually a manifestation. It's a manifestation of being out of control, and the fear of being out of control, and it's also the fear of success, as well as a fear of failure. And what's going on with the procrastination, it also has to do with, when the fear of success has to do with the notion of not expecting the best from yourself. So what happens is that somewhere within your life, either you weren't taught to expect the best from yourself, or no one ever actually expected the best from yourself. So you didn't exactly have a barometer for you. So consequently, the fear of being successful is the core issue, has to do with not understanding what it feels like to be successful. That's very interesting. And it's also, for some other folks out there, it's being uncomfortable being successful. And the reason you're uncomfortable around being successful has to do with the idea that if you're successful now, it's the responsibility of maintaining it, and the fear that you're not going to be able to maintain the success. So take a look at that and see how that works in your life. See where the pattern is of the fear of success. See where the pattern is also of the fear of failure. And the way that procrastination plays is that if you do everything at the last minute, you can't expect the best of yourself. So you let yourself off the hook, you know, with the excuse of, well, I did it at the last minute, so no wonder it's not really good. And so that pattern um, is what you want to take a look at. Now, so how, so I'm going to ask the record keepers, so how could we transmute that? What could we do to neutralize that? What could this person do to neutralize this and release this pattern? Okay, so the first thing that comes forward here is that in order to release this pattern, what you have to do is take the charge off of finishing it. So, for example, if you could ask yourself, what's the worst thing that would happen if I didn't finish it? All of a sudden, you're taking a look at it in a different way. What would happen if I didn't finish it? Well, there may be consequences, but what are the real consequences of not finishing a project? Especially if you have... I mean, clearly there could be major consequences, but there are some times where procrastination is happening here where it's just creating stress in your life because you've put things off, whether it's paying bills, whether it's a procrastination around doing something around the house. So you have to start asking yourself, of the things that you've procrastinated for with, what's the worst thing could happen what's the worst thing could happen if you didn't do it? And then from that place, it's a matter of making decision of what your priorities are around that task. The other thing here is when you're in the midst of procrastination, this is for someone else, when you're in the midst of procrastination, you have to look at the underlying anger around having to do the project or complete the task. So you have to get clear on what am I really angry about that's creating this resistance? Why am I actually resisting this? What's the anger about? Because that's what your procrastination is. It's your rebellion. The procrastination is fueled by a rebellion of not wanting to complete it from a control factor. Oh, that kind of went round and round, didn't it? That's very interesting. That's very interesting. Cool. So I'd love to get some feedback on that if you'd like to give a call. And that those telephone numbers are 877-876-5227. And for Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And if you're calling in from outside the country, you want to dial 530-876-3222. So these are some of the questions that you can ask the Akashic Records, and even more. The questions that you can ask around your life, realistically, during a consultation, can help you greatly understand what some of the core issues are around your blocks. And learning how to work with the Akashic Records can also help you understand what your right livelihood is. So, for example, if you're looking to move into a special career or you want to understand what career you want to work in, once you know how to work with your own Akashic Records, you can actually ask the records to show you how it would feel to work in your right livelihood. And you can ask that. Show me how it would feel to work in your right livelihood. Or for me to work in my right livelihood. And once you get that feeling, then you can work on the picture, because that's one of the ways of working with the records. So another way of working with the records, and again, we access the records through a holy prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key. Each word is a specific vibrational key. It works like a combination lock, so that it unlocks and shifts the energy to make the information accessible. What's unique about the way that I have been trained and the way I teach is that we teach people how to access the records consciously, so you can actually have a dialogue with the record keepers, with the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha. And the dialogue can be amazingly profound on an individual basis. We were doing a workshop this weekend, like I said, in Philadelphia, and some amazing insights came forward from the very first time these folks opened their records. Things that they had insights on, that they were looking at something from a conscious level, and all of a sudden they opened their records, asked a question, and the records took them to a totally different place for them to get a higher level view over their different situations and life circumstances. And so working with the Akashic Records brings clarity on your path in this lifetime. It helps you understand why certain people are in your life, why certain events happened, what the core issue is underlying your patterns, how you can also expand your joy, how you can move into, again, more prosperity. And it's really important to understand also that different people have different core issues. Could be the very same question, but what resonates with you may not resonate with someone else. And when you ask the question, whether it would be in a consultation with me, whether it would be by opening your own records, you'll have a different flavor to it because it's unique to you and your soul's intention and your soul agenda for this lifetime. There are also people that come into your life that affect you in one way or another, and it's also another good way with the Akashic Records to find out what your contract is with these people. Now, when we're working with an individual, we can't really open anyone else's records that they ask about, because that would not be in the integrity of the work. However, you can ask how you can best serve that person and what you need to know about your relationship with that person, or why they're in your life, what your contract is with them. And what I was talking about, the different levels of learning here, we have three levels of learning the Akashic Records. Level one workshop is 2 days, and you learn how to access your own Akashic Records consciously. And then you're taught not only how to go in and out of the records, and that's very important to know how to go in and how to go out with the prayer. You're also taught how to use the energy in every area of your life. That's level one, and that's over 2 days. Level two, you learn is where you learn how to read the records of other people, and the way I teach it, I also teach you how to access the records of the land and animals. And it's very experiential. Now, so again, the way I teach the level two is over 3 days. And typically the classes are from 1 to 6 for 3 days. And it's pretty intense. Level two is intense, but it's also very experiential because you're going to be learning how to access the records of other people. So there's typically a group of people, and then you pair up with different people and you do consultations with each other and practice as I watch the energy and help guide you in the appropriate way. And then there's level three. Level three is a deepening of your own work with the Akasha. It actually is group dependent as far as an energetic situation. So even though there's a manual with level three, it can have different themes and different depths based on the needs of the group. Level one and level two are fairly standardized, even though the energy comes forward and they're specific and they're different every time. The manual is the same, and you basically learn the same things. Whereas in a level three, you're learning on a deeper level and a multi-dimensional level. It's of access to the records. So that's the different levels that are available. And again, this information in more depth is on the ARC website, and that is www.arc-akashicrecords.org. If you'd like to contact, all our teachers are listed there, our certified teachers, and all over the world. And if you'd like to contact me, you can contact me through my website, www.akashicwisdom.com. It's right now in the process of growing. It hasn't, it's not completed yet, so please come back often to see how it changes. You can contact me on my telephone number in my home office is 216-691-1233. And it's coming time for us to close soon. And I would just like to tell you that if there's anyone out there that would like to, you know, finish up the hour with comments or questions, I would love to hear from you. The numbers to call in the United States are 877-876-5227, or in Canada, 888-810-8322, or in, if you're calling direct, it's 530-876-3222. I'd like to let you know that upcoming on Sunday, we're going to have Jennifer McLean and Amy Glynn, and hopefully Rayon Anderson. Rayon Anderson, we're definitely going to have her come on by herself one time because she channels Pooh the Cat. And the Pooh energy is the energy of a grandmaster. And she has taken the Akashic Records classes and uses the Akashic Records in her life, even though she channels Pooh. And she is a great gal, and she's got a lot to share. And she is one of the people sponsoring the workshop in Carlsbad next weekend. And Amy Glynn is a very interesting lady. She has a lot to say. Very philosophical lady. She has a wonderful website, and I think it's Amy's Nuts, that she makes wonderful holistic and natural nut concoctions. They're great. And she has some granola that she sells. But she also has a wonderful email list that about consciousness, and she is going to probably talk about that. And then Jennifer McLean, she's going to be coming on too. And both Amy and Jennifer are going to be taking the workshop for the very first time. So they're going to talk about their experience of it. And Jennifer McLean, her website is credibilitybranding.com. So she is a very, very spiritual lady, as well as does some interesting corporate stuff around branding. And so they're going to be here. We're going to be talking about it. And are we done? Hello?
No, you Hello? Have a caller.
I have a caller. Well, that's
yes,
great. Hello, caller.
Hi, my name is Leilani. I'm also a BBS radio host.
Oh, Leilani, well, welcome to my show. Thanks for calling.
Well, it's an honor and a real pleasure. I've tuned in and really like what you've got to say, so I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to call in and see what she has to say about me.
Well, that's great, Leilani. When is your show on?
It's called The Universal Spiritual Connection. And
okay.
I interview a lot of different people on my show, and
uh-huh.
I'd love to have you come and join me sometime. How's about that?
Oh, I think it'd be great. I think we should trade spots. You can be on mine. I'll be on yours.
Okay.
That sounds great. Where do you live, Leilani?
Well, I'm actually in Arizona. I'm originally from Hawaii, but I have a southern drawl.
Well, that's great. Whereabouts in Arizona? I'm supposed to go there. That's the reason I'm asking.
In Phoenix.
Oh, in Phoenix. I have some folks that are interested in bringing me in Phoenix. So we're actually in the midst of negotiating that. So that'd be a great time to meet face to face. That'd be wonderful.
I would like that a lot.
That'd be great.
Yes, because, you know, obviously the work that you do is an incredibly high, and I understand it completely, so I couldn't encourage the listeners enough to really connect with you and communicate because the work is that powerful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. So do you have a question today?
Well,
I'm happy to talk and just talk about stuff. That's great. I'm so glad you called.
Well, and I was also curious, not that I don't already know, but, there's always more to add to what you think you know, right?
Sure.
When you get ready, I'd like to know a little bit about what's in store for me in the very near future, because I do feel it coming.
Well, you know what's interesting about the work that I do, and I think you can identify with this, I don't consider myself a psychic.
I know that.
Yeah, and so when you ask future, it's because there's so many different probabilities and possibilities, the records, the way I work with them, don't necessarily give me future. So let's see if there's something that you want to be more specific about that we can ask that'll really help you understand what choices there are for you that you can make. So, for example, if you were going to make a decision, the records could tell you the positives and negatives of a decision. If you were working with your own records, your own personal records, you could ask how certain things felt so you could make that decision. But just a general what's showing up, that's not my work.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah. In other words, like I have some wonderful psychic friends that could probably tell you a lot better than I could. I mean, that sincerely.
You know, it's really interesting because, you know, after you do this work for a while, I mean, you know if you're on the right track or not.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and the other thing too is that there. It's not about what's coming. It's so much. It's really more about you being at a crossroads of making some decisions. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's less about being right and more about what feels right.
That's absolutely correct. You know, it's really interesting because I've been involved with various groups down here in Arizona, and I've been exploring a lot of different avenues of huge possibilities of things that I may want to dive into. One example is building a large spiritual dome community.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, I'm very excited about it. Now, of course, I've been going to the meetings and just kind of filling this out if that's the direction that I would like to go or be just a part of. And then, of course, you know, I've also joined what we call the round table, and everyone is equal on this table, and we join minds together, and we're hoping and working towards building a central location for a very large center right here in Arizona.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yes.
That'd be wonderful. You know, it'd be interesting is when I come there, if you guys have any areas as far as land is concerned, you know, I'd be happy just to kind of meet with you folks and kind of open the records of the different land to see which would be most beneficial for you.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
It was really interesting because I was speaking to an individual from Colorado, a couple days ago, and she was sharing with me. She says, you know, no, that's not what your blueprints are telling me. What your blueprints are telling me is that you're going to actually find a place. And it was so strange because when she started, well, it's not strange because you and I know how this works. But
right.
When she actually started describing the building to me, I'd actually been seeing it in my meditation.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't
good for
it?
You. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. See, the interesting thing about it is when we open up the records of the land, as long as we have permission, we have to get permission of the owner of the land. You can actually ask the land what it needs from either from new owners or what it needs now and how it would, you know, how you can best support the land and how the land could best support the project.
I agree with that, because I know when I built my home up in the mountains, I was surrounded by a wildlife preserve. I mean, you can't really get better than that. I it was just wonderful, and the view was just to live for. One of the things that I did do soon after I had moved there is I spoke to the land and to the spirits of the land and asked them for permission to actually live there upon the land and my home.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you kind of cut out for me a little bit, so I didn't hear. I hope for the real listeners, what did you find out?
I ended up staying there for 4 years. And
wow, that's great.
It was really nice. I knew that it was sacred land. I didn't know it at the time of the actual development, and as time went on, of course, I realized, oh my goodness, and you know, part of my culture is in Hawaii, we honor the land and the spirits that are upon the land. So we don't just go on land and just claim it as ours. I mean, there's a there's a an agreement and and honoring and respecting. And so I immediately did that once I understood that, because actually in reality that was a taboo for me to even have the house built on sacred land.
Right, exactly, exactly. Well, yeah, I just have a question. I'm new to this, you know. This is only my third show, you know. And I want to know, are we supposed to stop because it's after 1 o'clock? I mean, do we have to go get off for somebody?
Well, I don't want to...
program of the evening, you actually don't really have a time limit, so... You know, just carry
what did
on.
You say?
And, you know, as long as you're within, oh, I'd say 30 minutes or something over, I don't mind if you don't.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're just having a good time here. Okay. Okay with me.
Well, I didn't want to keep you on that long. I just wanted to really let you know that I admire the work that you're doing and I understand the importance of it. And
oh, thank you.
And I want to relay that message to the listeners as well. You know,
thank
I'm just
you.
Big on, hey, it's here, we're offering it to the listeners, and it really pays off a lot of times, because it's just sometimes you get enough information that can really help make a huge difference in your own personal life or some of your personal endeavors that you are hoping to achieve. And sometimes we're able to give those missing components.
Right,
and,
absolutely, yeah. Well, tell me when your show is again.
Well, I actually broadcast on BBS Late Night, and my show's name is called The Universal Spiritual Connection, and
okay.
I broadcast on Tuesday night.
I'm sorry, did you say Tuesday night?
Yes.
Okay, good, okay.
And we start broadcasting at 7:30.
Well, 7:30 Pacific time?
Yes.
Well, we want everybody to listen to you as well. That's for sure. That's great.
And hopefully you'll tune in, too, or even call in my show.
Absolutely.
I welcome everyone.
Oh, that would be great. Well, Leilani, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for your support. And I'd love to just trade services sometime. Can it be fun to jump in and play for a little while?
Absolutely.
Off the air.
All right, and welcome to BBS Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So I'm going to close out the show,
all
if
right.
that's okay with you. All right. So
good night.
Okay, good night. Good night. I'm going to just say it's good night to the listeners, and I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful beings of light that are listening. Both seen and unseen, we ask that your burdens be lifted, your hearts be opened, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records for this program today on March 11th, 2008. 2007 by saying, amen, amen. The records of the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show are done for today, are closed for today. Thank you all for listening. I love you all, and I'll see you next week. Bye.